I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. With all the attention on the global financial meltdown recently, you'd be forgiven for not knowing about other crises around the world. For instance, in the last few weeks, fighting has broken out in the Democratic Republic of Congo. French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner says he's afraid the conflict in Congo will lead to massive, frightful massacres. A war in Congo from 1998 to 2004 killed between 3 and 5 million people. Annika von Woudenberg is a senior researcher for Human Rights Watch, and she's in the eastern Congolese city of Goma. Now, the fighting is localized in the east of the country where you are, Annika. Who's involved and what are they fighting for? Can you break it down for us as simply as possible?
Well, there are numerous armed groups fighting here, more than 22, in fact, fighting with the Congolese government and against the Congolese government, constantly shifting alliances. But really the most important group is a group run by a renegade general called Laurent Kunda, who is heading up a very strong insurgency here in eastern Congo against the Congolese government.
We're going to talk a bit more about Laurent Kunda in just a moment, but first tell me a bit more about the people who are being affected by this fighting. You've just come back from the hills meeting with some of these people. What are they telling you?
Well, the situation really is horrific. Many, many people forced to flee from their homes, living in very makeshift camps at the moment. Many of them are not getting any food or any humanitarian assistance. And really, I've been working in eastern Congo for more than 10 years. The kind of horrific suffering that I'm seeing at the moment is something I haven't seen for many, many years. And the stories are often just heartbreaking. Families torn apart, people just unable to go back to the fields, so unable to feed their families, and they really are desperate.
Now, I mentioned in my introduction this dire warning from French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner that he's afraid that the fighting will lead to massive, frightful massacres. We should point out that there have been several outbreaks of fighting in past years, but there seems to be greater concern now that this could escalate further. What is different now?
I guess there are two things that are different. One is that every time there is combat, they are using heavy weapons now. So the indiscriminate killing of the population seems to be increasing. And I've just indeed come back from the hills of eastern Congo and indeed have been hearing stories from the local population themselves who try to flee, of course, the moment the fighting breaks out, but who are often caught in the battles, trapped and unable to move. And the killings are increasing, I think, indeed, because the heavy weapons are being used more frequently than before. The second thing that has changed in eastern Congo is we are noticing an increased tension against the minority group here, the Tutsi or the Bani Mulenge, as they're sometimes called. And this is what makes the situation in eastern Congo so volatile. It's something that may bring in the neighboring country, Rwanda, something, of course, that in the past has caused huge troubles for the entire region, not just Congo.
Right, and we should recall that the Tutsis were the principal victims of the 1994 genocide in Rwanda. Now, the rebel leader Laurent Kunda is an ethnic Tutsi. It's an ethnicity he shares with the current leadership of neighboring Rwanda. And Congo accuses the Rwandan government of sending troops to help Mr. Kunda. Is there any evidence of Rwandan involvement?
Well, the Congolese government has presented some evidence that they think is particularly strong, including some weaponry and some other items that were left behind during one of the attacks here in eastern Congo. It's difficult to know whether that is good enough proof to indicate a large presence of Rwandan troops. We certainly know that Laurent Kunda, the renegade general, has been recruiting amongst former demobilized soldiers in Rwanda. So whether there is overt support is difficult to know, but there certainly is some tacit support that is coming from across the border.
Annika von Woudenberg of Human Rights Watch speaking from Goma in eastern Congo. Thank you very much for your time indeed.
Thank you.